Thank you for being on the edge with me today.
My pleasure.
Boom, boom, boom. Here we are. She's coming in from New York, brains. Yes, she is. I'm so excited to see her. This woman is a powerhouse, and I want you to pay close attention to what she has to say. She has turned her pain into her payday. She is the CEO, president, principal of multi six-figure businesses. She is a speaker on stage, virtually, and she's a coach. And just her resume is unbelievable. So I'm gonna have her share that with you and with all of us. Welcome back to On the Edge, Orly Amour.
Thank you, April. You are too cute. I love it. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. The brains need to absorb everything that you have to offer because you are, as I said, a powerhouse. So tell them a little bit about your story and your journey and where it all began for you.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I am a business coach for public speakers. I'm also the only one in the world that guarantees speakers will make 150 grand their first year in public speaking on paper. So wow. I love to say that because nobody else does that. And there's a reason how I can do that, but we can share that later on. I'm also an international public speaker. I do speak virtually and get paid for it. I've always been paid to speak. So I'll share with you a story a little bit later. One of the stories of how I even got started, I was in property management for 25 years and I had a wonderful career in property management. I was also speaking in that industry all over the world. I mean, not sorry, all over the country and all over Canada. That's really what I wanted to say. And but all over the world, I was speaking on how to close the deal 98% of the time. As a certified behavior analyst, I'm called into corporations to teach their salespeople how to close the deal as a profiler. And in a while back, very long time ago, actually, one of my friends asked me to speak at a woman's shelter, and I refused profusely. And she said, no, you got to come, you got to speak. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. What do you want me to speak about? She said, well, I want you to come and tell your story. And I said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. And she said, no, you have to come and speak at this women's shelter. I said, no, I don't have to do anything. Anyway, I said, why me? Why me? She said, well, you have this bubbly personality. Everybody loves you everywhere we go. People hug you. People don't even know you hug you. Just come and tell your story. Give these people hope. And I said, okay, what do I have to do to get you off my phone, lady? Because I'm not doing it. I don't want to tell my story. And she said, well, for you to say yes. And I'm like, okay, well, then I'm gonna have to do this. And so I hired a coach. Like, what do? When you don't know what to do, you hire a coach. Somebody who's been there, done that, right?
Absolutely.
Anyway, you're fine. Your light is fine. You're good.
Don't worry about me fixing, because they won't see you. They won't see me.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm trying to help you.
I know.
We're good.
Driving me crazy. Okay, so wait. All right.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm OCD too, so I get it.
So
I hired a coach to help me with sharing my story, which I didn't want to do. Anyway, so finally, a couple of months later, I was speaking at this women's shelter. There were about 170 people there, and that's including the staff and the women. And after I got done, there was something very weird happened. Well, one is that there was not one eye dry in the place. The second thing that happened is that I got off the stage and people were coming to me and hugging me and thanking me for sharing, thank you for giving us hope, thank you for coming, thank you for sharing. It was just overwhelming because I was not used to that in property management nor in corporate. I was not used to people thanking me that way with so much love and gratitude. Right. But there was one lady that came up to me and she was crying profusely. Literally, we had to calm her down. She was hyperventilating. Oh. And I was going back and forth with her. I said, honey, you got to calm down. She said, no, you don't understand. I said, no, I do understand. You really need to calm down. She said, no, you really don't understand. And back and forth we went until she yelled at me. No, you don't understand. And I really was taken aback because that scared me. And not only that, remember, it was my first time sharing my story. So I was very taken aback where she took a piece of paper out of her pocket and she showed it to me. And she said, you see here, this is how I was going to kill myself this morning. In fact, I don't remember the ride from my house to the shelter because this is not where I was going. You see over here? But I heard you speak and I want to live. I just need you to show me how.
Wow.
I couldn't hold it together anymore. I was crying. Everybody around us was crying. It was very overwhelming. And I just didn't know what to do at this point. This is my first motivational speech.
Right.
You got to understand where I'm coming from. And in my head was not, wow, this is cool. It was more like, wow, I just saved somebody's life.
Right.
And that was the change or the impact I was really looking for, didn't know it kind of a thing, where I guess my friend knew it, but I didn't. And I guess that's what I was looking for. I didn't see it, but I was very grateful. And that's really what I decided to just do for the rest of my life. Now, let me tell you my story so you understand what I was sharing. But I'm going to share it in a very short period of time so that you just get it. But I'm over it, of course. And I don't use it as a pity. I use it as an inspiration because some people have maybe a worse story or a better story, if you will. But this is not a competition of stories. This is about sharing your story no matter what, because really you don't know whose life you're going to save. I was a beaten up child. I was molested 4 times before the age of 14. I was raped 3 times before the age of 22. I was raped twice, gang raped, 9 months apart and left for dead. And I was also married to a very abusive husband, both mentally and physically. And as a result of that, I had 4 abortions and I gained a morbid amount of weight. I was 428 pounds at my heaviest. With that, I obviously had to heal. So I hired coaches. I read books. I followed Tony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, all these guys all over the world. I spent a lot of money and a lot of time healing myself. So that's why I can tell you the story with kind of not budging. You know, I'm not getting emotional over it as much anymore. It depends when and what I'm sharing.
Ocean up to me because I'm overwhelmed. You know, most people would have just committed suicide. They would have just, you know, jumped off. They would have been like that young woman that was in your audience. But you created that parallel through a conversation, through a speech, through sharing your story, speaking to a pain point, and she found the value in that. It's amazing.
You really don't know who's in the crowd. That's why I encourage people. You know what? If you have a story, because you do, no matter who you are and where you've been, what you've been through, you have a story. And I encourage you to share your story, tell it, be a coach, be a mentor, become a public speaker, because the life you change will never be able to thank you. Some people don't come up to us. Some people don't thank us because they're just not there yet, but they know that this is what they want to do is change. Mm-hmm. So it was very life altering for me, and I'm very proud of the fact that I didn't go into drugs and I didn't go into alcohol and I didn't go into anything, but I did go into a drug, and my drug of choice was food. You know, I was eating, you know, McDonald's was my best friend, morning, lunch, dinner, and very late at night, 2 Big Macs, French fries, 2 apple pies, a large Coke. And I went home at 11 o'clock at night. That's what I ate in front of the television set. And I would fall asleep there. Wow. So that was like for 2 years, I think I ate that every single day.
Well, you know, public speaking is people's biggest fear. You know, they are really afraid. And I was never afraid to speak. I remember I was at a conference and I saw this gorgeous black woman and she captivated me and I hung on every word and I said, wow, when I grow up, I want to be just like that. So I joined Toastmasters International, which is a phenomenal nonprofit organization that really helps coach and mentor you on parliamentary procedure, how to speak, how to be in front of an audience, but they never really teach you how to sell it, how to market it, and how to get paid for it. You know, it's a lot of things that people like to speak about for their job or for their sport, but actually getting paid for it, because now it's changed. When I was speaking, no problem, $5,000-$7,000 from the stage, and per diem, hotel, all that. It's different now because there's not a lot of stages in this new normal. So tell us some of the tricks and some of the benefits to public speaking and, you know, some ideas on how to get paid.
Right. Well, let's talk about the differences first, because, you know, being paid to speak is one thing, whether you're doing it virtually or on a stage. By the way, virtual is not the new norm. It's always been around since technology has provided for it. Like GoToMeeting has been around for a very long time. And there are other platforms that some technologies are used by big corporations that have multiple multiple locations. They have this video conferencing that they call it, that is all over the world, and it's been around for years and a couple of decades, a minimum of a couple of decades. The speakers that are speaking from the stage and selling from the stage, those are called speak to sell, and which is a very good market, but you have to be a person that knows how to do it. So if you don't know how to do it, might as well hire a coach for that, because I am not a speak to sell speaker. I get paid to speak. I've always gotten paid to speak, and I'll have a very cute story for you about that and how I got into coaching speakers. It's just an hysterical moment for me to pivot into coaching, because not something I wanted to do.
Well,
I
was speaking,
it is, it's funny. I was speaking all over the world. It's actually in my book. It's hysterical. I was speaking all over the world. I've been to 26 countries, 18 states, love my life, speaking, traveling out of a suitcase. That's what my life was. And I still love that life. I would do it again and again and again. That's my hobby is travel. So, hey, what a combination. Anyway, so I got paid to speak at this event in Arlington, Texas, and I was invited to speak. And I was standing in the break room for speakers. They actually call it the green room or the breakout room or whatever you want to call it. And I was just standing there minding my own business. And I'm having some tea, and these three guys, speakers obviously, come over to me. And one of them says, "Aren't you Orlia Moore?" I said, "Yes. Do I know you? I'm sorry. I don't remember." And the guy says, "Well, no, we've never met officially, but we've seen you on the circuit." I said, "Oh, okay, thank God. Great." So now we started talking. So now we're introducing ourselves and just, you know, shop talk. And at one point, one of them says to me, "Look, I'm just curious. How did you get this gig?" I said, "Oh, I don't know. I called. I told them what I speak about. They paid me, and I'm here." They all looked at me like if I had three heads. "You got paid?" I said,
I wasn't supposed to let that slip.
Yeah, I know, right? "You didn't?" They're like, "No, we got our expenses paid, but we didn't get paid." I said, "Oh, no, I got paid and I got my expenses paid." So they said, "Well, we want to know how you did that." And you know me by now, April. I love to bust people's chops. So I said, joking, I said, "Well, if I tell you, I'm going to have to charge you." But I was just kidding. And just before I could say, "Just kidding," they said, "Okay, name your price." And I'm like, "What?" In my head was a light bulb. Like, what are they talking about, right? I was just blown away, because actually what everybody does not know is that until that moment, I didn't know speakers didn't get paid. All my life, my career, I've always been paid. I did not know this. This was new to me. See, you don't know what you don't know. This
right,
was my moment.
You know, there's a lot of, and I'm speaking to women right now, there's a lot of women in business that don't make the ask. They don't know their value. They think they give it away, or, you know, you're going to make a lot of friends. You don't need friends. You need your rent paid. You need your car insurance paid. You need to buy groceries. You need to get paid for what you have invested your whole life in, whatever that actually is.
Exactly.
And for you to step out, for you to step out the gate with that, and then these men to acknowledge that, I know they were looking as green as that screen behind you.
Totally. I love it. Oh, I love that you said that. But there's two things that you said, April, that are so important to know right now.
Yes.
If we took, I want everybody to imagine the largest football field in the world, the largest, And I always say the size of Texas, you know, and I want to put every single speaker in there in the world. I want to put the beginners, the wannabes, the Toastmasters, anybody you want, put them all in there. The celebrities, the politicians, the full-time, part-time, corporate, association, military, anybody, put them all in there. It's going to be pretty tight. Only 1% are women. This industry is starving for women speakers, starving. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And you know, women have a lot to say.
and it's shocking that we are in the year 2020 and this is still going on. Forget about COVID. We're going to talk about all this in a minute. But most importantly is that women speakers are really needed right now. 1%? We should be a lot more than that today. And asking for the money is not about asking, is about knowing how. And I think that that's also missing. It's not that it's not there. It's $100 billion a year industry. $100 billion. In North America alone, there are 64,000 events a day, every single day. 64,000. They did not all vanish because of COVID.
Right.
So that's another thing we'll come back to in a second about what happened. But we were talking about getting paid as a speaker.
Right.
You're right. You were very right about something that you said. I don't care what you've been through. Stop speaking for free because that's ruining the industry. You want exposure? Everybody knows how straightforward I am. I have no filter between here and here. And that's because I say, you right. want exposure? Go outside. The sun will give you plenty of it.
You get your vitamin D.
That's what you're going to get. Because whatever you've been through, and I don't care how old you are and where you've been and what you've tried, all of that. I don't care. Why? Because all of that you paid. You paid with time, money, blood, sweat, tears, hardships, heartaches, pain, whatever it was, you paid for it.
Right.
Why would you give it away? Why? Just tell me why and I will let it alone.
Tell them.
Because you, right? You paid for it. Go get paid for it. This is important. Why would you give it away? And it's ruining the industry for everybody else who should be paid. And many people who have given it away now want to be paid. Not only they don't know how to do it, but they're trying for the easy part.
Right.
Like a get rich, you know, fast scheme. This is hard work.
Oh, yes.
And it's a business. It's a business. You got to treat it as a business. So you got to change the mindset there.
That's right.
I teach that. We can talk about, I have a webinar. You guys can come on for free. Just go to orlyvip.com/webinar. I'm enough said about that. April, would you be okay if I go on to move to what's going on right now with COVID?
Yeah, let me tell you, I have turned the stage over to you, honey.
No, you are so cute. I love it. Well, I don't want to take over.
What you're saying is, you know, and it's part of the teachable moments that I provide on my show. I tell people how to make the ask. I tell them, don't be embarrassed about that. How to network. Selling to value. Because you can't just get up there and start jawjacking. You really have to have something to say that resonates with people. Pull on their heartstrings.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the art. The art of public speaking is really an art. It's a craft. And we got to practice it and completely, you know, one of my friends, actually, he's a Toastmasters International winner of public speaking, the world of public speaking. And he says the best speeches are not written, they're rewritten. So we continuously need to tweak our speeches. We continuously need to refresh, right? I mean, if we are always talking the same way and we're always talking the same things and we're not putting any emotion into it and we're not putting any good stories into it, so we become boring and dull and stagnant. And what happens with stagnant water? It stinks. So I guess, you know, if you're not
working about mosquitoes.
And that bites. So I get it. Now, a lot of people from the beginning of COVID, everybody was talking. I got calls, so many calls, because in December of 2019, I came out with a book called Public Speakers, You're Not All That, 12 Reasons Why Event Planners Won't Hire You. Completely the contrary of, it's very contradictive, if you will, of all the other books that are written about money making, you know, in public speaking, and you should all be public speaking, and here's all the myths, and there's a lot of myths in this business. You got to have a book, you got to have a website, you got to have this, that, and the other. Those are myths. They're 10 years old. They're gone. I have interviewed over 3,400 event planners that pay speakers for my book. It took me 5 years to do this. I took time out of my own money making into getting these event planners to answer me because they're very busy. By the way, they did a survey on the most stressful jobs in America, North America, both Canada and the United States. 100 most stressful jobs. You ready for this? Number one was military jet fighter plane pilot. That's one position. All right. And I guess it's with reason. One, I think after that was traffic, air traffic controller and heart surgeon. And anyways, number six was event planner.
Wow.
Number six.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty stressed. So if that's the case, right now we're talking, as soon as COVID started, I was getting calls from everybody, whether they're my client or not, whether they've seen me on the circuit or not. Every single person out there was like, oh my God, Orly, what are we doing now? And I said, guys, this is not going anywhere. Yes, some have canceled. They had no choice. They don't know what to do. Right. So they have to cancel so that they can regroup. Either they're going to become virtual or they're going to postpone.
Right.
Right? 2 months go by. Now we're in May. Still, we didn't open. The economy has not opened really, right? And here's what was happening. This is the most fun part for me. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to laugh this one out. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be funny. Why? Because not only the industry was booming, because one, many speakers put the pause button on their business.
Right. Why? So ones that were already engaged, they just accelerated and took it off.
Not at all. No, hold on. This is even better. It gets better. You know, but wait, there's more. One of those things. So events from March to September were either canceled, brought online, or postponed. Those who canceled are still probably working things out because event venues have not opened. So they were not ready to bring it online. So they're working those things out. Mm-hmm. They will come back and say, okay, we're going virtual. Or they're going to say, okay, we just postponed it to 2021. The ones who were ready to bring it virtual just went virtual. So the speakers that they had already going just went virtual. Mm-hmm. The ones that were postponed have a different problem. They were postponed for either the end of the year or for 2021, but they had already engaged speakers, and those speakers are no longer available for the new date. Mm. So now they're scrambling. What are we going to do? Now we need more speakers, and then we need to find speakers for the new date. Wow. So that's the fun part for me. I'm thinking, okay, those of you who put a pause on it, you're not going to reach the right people at the right time.
Right.
And when you do reach them, they would have already hired us. So, oh well. And I tell people, the train has left. You got to be in the business and just continue. Everybody will come back to this. Just continue contacting, continue doing your work. Continue. This is not a business that's going anywhere. I mean, it's not going to be disappearing. That's what I mean.
Right. Because they're always going to need someone to speak on their behalf, to captivate an audience, to deliver a message. It's always going to be a need. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. And so people need to understand that this is a business. I'll give you an example. Those who have a brick and mortar store, they were just waiting for the economy to say, yeah, you guys can open your store, because they know that they will have business. They had no choice. But how many of them did whatever it was to get creative? Now they deliver. They became all either delivery or pickup only. Restaurants, delivery or pickup only. Some businesses, they just delivered and that's it. Some businesses do virtual services.
Right.
Even my doctor was virtual.
Right.
Everything is, so everybody,
you're right. They're doing a lot of telemedicine now.
Right, but everything was just shifted. So this business did what? It shifted. Get with the program. It didn't stop. Right. Not everybody just stopped. And even my husband came home, gloom and doom. 30 million people lost their job. I'm like, yeah, that's true. 20 million will go back to work. 10 million will not go back to work. Those 10 million, in my opinion, will probably find a way to open a business of their own, whether online or whatever, or out of their garage. But right. at the end of the day, those people will need coaching. We'll need financial planners. We'll need a CPA. We'll need something, some kind of service. So all of us are not all dead in the water by making money and surviving this whole thing. This pandemic, there have been other pandemics.
Right.
Once they find a vaccine, we're all going to get out of the woods.
I love your resilience. You know, you're like me. It's like, I'm looking for another opportunity. I'm looking for another revenue stream. This is not cutting me off. I'm not going to sit here and suffocate. And you can't. And you have to be in the game. If you're not in the game, you're going to be left behind.
And in my case, what happened was that I got hired for virtual speaking. And I got hired for 2021 for speaking live on a live event in Sedona, Arizona, I believe in February 2021. And I got hired for October as well. And those are live events. Now, I don't know if they're happening or not. I don't know even if I can book my flight because I'm from New York, obviously, if I go anywhere, I'm going to be quarantined for 14 days.
Right.
So I have a little bit of a challenge. That's great. That's fine. Because I'm getting booked anyways virtually. A lot of events are happening for me virtually. I'm getting paid anyway. Right. My coaching business, I have a lot of one-to-one, but all of a sudden there was an influx of people that wanted to, so I had to open group coaching. For the first time in 10 years, I had to open group coaching and every class has been filled.
Wow.
I mean, because I only accept 7 people into one class.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, if you miss one class, you need to get to the next one. I can't help you because I want to give my time and effort and energy and love to each and every one of them.
Right. And you want to give it to people that are serious and dedicated.
Absolutely.
This is not a jobby hobby, brains.
Exactly.
You can't just grab a microphone and, you know, get up there and start rapping. It just doesn't happen that way. You need to be skilled. You need to understand, you know, how to begin, how to have a middle, how to recap at the end, how to sell, how to close for value, and be entertaining as well. You know, how many meetings have you been in and you sat there and you was like, oh, wow, they could have did a PowerPoint instead of have this person come in. You don't want to be dry and monotone. Look at that smile. Look at that. It's absolutely gorgeous. How could you not be engaged and hang on to every word that she says? Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Ori. And, you know, just to get involved in your classes. You have a free online program that's very powerful. And also, do you have your book there with you?
Yes, it's over here somewhere. I don't show it very often.
But we want to see it.
I know, and I want to show it to you. Mm. I give it away so much that I forget that I don't have it.
She's super smart, brains. I'm telling you, she's brilliant. To take advantage of what she is offering you, offering us, to be able to go in and to have a conversation with her, a consultation, work with her team. I mean, everybody just can't get you to 6 figures. There's a lot of people. Now, I've been close, okay? I've made 6 figures, not necessarily in the speaking world, but she says she can guarantee it. If she can't guarantee, you know, 6 figures, if you can get 5.5, you doing better than you were.
So, yes, I apologize for not being ready, but here's my book.
Oh,
Public Speakers, You're Not All That, 12 Reasons Why Event Planners Won't Hire You, over 3,400 event planners were interviewed for this book. You can get it on Amazon. Just, you know, look up my name. You don't even have to remember the name of the book. You'll see it. I do offer a 20-minute discovery session. It is free. Just go to orlyamore.com and there is a button there where you can, don't go to book Orly. Go to the other one where you can get a free session.
Okay.
Booking Orly is for hiring me. I have a webinar that you can come on, and at the end of it, I do share what my class looks like, and it's called the Virtual Speaker Masterclass, where it's a classroom style, which is a group coaching. But I don't share the whole thing about it. People need to apply. So if you want to be a part of it, you need to apply. It's not for everyone. OrlyVIP.com. So OrlyVIP.com/webinar is to watch the whole webinar for free. You're going to have to listen to these two stories again, but I do have one more to share in the webinar. And then to apply is basically OrlyVIP.com/apply. So you need to fill out the application so I can find out if it's a good fit for us to talk, and also get on my calendar so we can see if it's a good fit. That's it for me. I encourage you to get into this business. I do guarantee 150K. And a lot of people do ask me that question. Okay, how do you guarantee that? Nobody guarantees anything. And I guarantee it on paper. So imagine that, right? Well, of course you have to prove you did the work. Let's just put it this way. I build your whole infrastructure. I show you how to do this business, how much to charge, fee structure. Do you know how much to charge? Do you know how much you're worth in this industry? Not what you think your value is. How much do you charge? And how much to charge, when to charge? The scripts, how do you contact event planners? How do you find them, first of all? How do you contact them? What do you say first? What do you say second? What is it that you say when they tell you they don't pay speakers, or when they tell you they have no money? What do you say when they tell you you're not a good fit? What do you say when they tell you you missed the deadline? There's always something you can say that you can still get hired for. Wow. So the thing is that people don't know this business, and it is a business. That's why I called myself a business coach for public speakers. I don't teach you how to speak. And April, to your point, I do not believe that you need to know how to speak in order to do the business side of things. The art of public speaking, you need to be working on all the time. I still have coaches for speaking. I do not give up on improving myself every single day. I don't know it all. I have speaker training boot camps. You can join our speaker training boot camp. It's only $200. You can do that. It's a 3-day. You're going to get feedback. You're going to speak. We're going to give you some serious feedback, you know, and you can get a digital reel. So I don't think anybody offers that. Go to speakertrainingbootcamp.com. Follow me everywhere. You'll see the posts for everything. And just, I'm on all social media. Follow me on social media. Come to my events. Come to my webinar. It's completely free. So you'll learn a lot about this industry. You'll learn some serious numbers about this industry.
That's right.
And I hope you do come.
Right, and you'll get to meet her personally. She is a fireball. I'm just so disappointed that we can't get together anytime soon, but we will.
I know.
You know, it's all good. But Brains, again, like I said, public speaking is an art. There is a business side of this that you need to be aware of. You can learn to be a coach, but just having an opportunity to tap inside the brain of that one right there, let me tell you, is a gift within itself. I'm going to leave all the links to how to get in contact with you. I encourage you to go in, have this conversation. Even if you are a seasoned speaker, again, you need to tweak it. You need to edit and filter and find out what's relevant now and what's old. And that's what's new here on The Edge. Thank you so much, Orly Amor, for being here with me. I adore you. I simply do.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me. You're amazing. You're a fireball yourself. That's what we got on.
Absolutely. All right, Brains. Stay close to the edge. Go in and subscribe to everything. Don't wait. Do it now. YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, yada, yada. It's all there for you. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Orly.
Thank you, April. Take care.
Bye, Brains.